There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Entitled Mum wants me to get rid of my snakes or move out of my parents' house. I have snakes as pets due to my passion for them. None of the snakes are venomous, only constrictors. My parents knew about my passion since I was little, and while it took them a while to get used to it, they're now totally cool with my snakes. I keep the snakes in their enclosures in my room. However, whenever my parents' friends, who have two kids, the boy is 9 and the girl is 11, come over, the mum always complains about the safety of their children. I have a rule that the kids can't go into my room because they always go through my stuff and ruin things. Their mum always talks crap to my parents like, "Why do you even allow her to keep snakes? Those aren't pets. You should throw them all away. You should tell her to move out. How can you accept that?" The dad is totally cool and even asked me a few times if he can hold the snakes. Now, I have tried explaining to the mum multiple times that they cannot escape due to their enclosures. They could only escape if I wasn't paying attention and not closing their enclosures. And if they do escape, I have docile species that are constrictors and are not venomous that don't even bite and would just run away and hide because they'd be scared. Yesterday, they came over. When I went to the bathroom, the kids went in my room and I could hear the little boy yelling, "Mummy, mummy, come check this out." But I thought it was something random. When I came out of the bathroom, I found the mum looking horrified at her children, being amazed by my snakes. Of course, I started smiling when I saw the kids paying so much attention to the snakes and being curious. It makes me happy when people don't have the, "It's a snake, so it must be bad, venomous, and kill me" mentality. But that smile soon disappeared when the mum started yelling at me. My parents also came into my room to see what was happening. She kept yelling at me that her kids could have been in danger and how irresponsible I am and how could I keep snakes as pets and so on after the 1,000+ times I explained to her that my snakes are docile and not venomous and it's not her business what I keep as pets and what my passion is. She kept yelling at me, telling me stuff, and I was just looking at her like, "What the F? What the freak are you smoking?" After nicely explaining to her that her kid's life was not in danger because the snakes couldn't escape, she, still yelling, started telling my parents that I need to move out and how could they live with me. At that point, I snapped and I started yelling at her that when I went to the bathroom, I closed my door and if anyone was at fault, it was because she didn't teach her kids to respect rules. And since my parents agreed to let me have snakes in their house, it shouldn't be her problem. I never forced her to look at my snakes, I never forced her to handle them, and I never forced her to listen to me explain the different types of snakes and all that. Because I know she is afraid of snakes, so I never pushed that onto her. I would only tell her about my snakes when she would randomly talk crap about them. I grew up differently. When I was told no, it was no. When I was told you're not allowed to go in there, I wouldn't. So I expect the same from her because she always talks about how great of a parent she is, even though she just lets the kids do whatever they want. She just called me an idiot and told me I need to get rid of my snakes or move out of my parents' house, or else she wouldn't be coming over anymore. When my parents and even her husband took my side, she got super annoyed, took the kids and went home. I understood her concerns, but she needs to understand that that is my room and her kids shouldn't have come in there, especially with my door being closed, and they know the rule. I'm not okay with her allowing her kids to do whatever they want. However, I feel bad for the kids because they are curious and want to know more about the worm dragons, as they call my snakes. The dad, as I said, is totally cool and would love for the kids to know more about the snakes other than "snake bad, snake bit you die" mentality their mum is teaching them. The mum's been ignoring me and my parents and doesn't even talk with her husband because he took my side. I texted her and asked her that if she feels so unsafe when she comes over, why does she even keep coming over? Well, yeah, exactly. Why would you go to a house where you don't feel safe? Surely just don't go there anymore? And OP has actually linked a photo of her snake, and I must say, that is a little bigger than I was expecting. Jeez. I can understand slightly more why the entitled mum might have been a little scared of her kids getting close to that one. That is huge. Funnily enough, I actually have my own pet snake, although he's just a little 1.5 meter corn snake and is therefore quite thin, not the size of that big boy. You're my butler now, and you do what I say or else. Okay, let me tell you what happened on my first ever shift working at the theatre. I think it was the first day or it was the second, one of the two. I just know I was brand new. I'm working concession and I'm the runner. The runner is the person who grabs the food and drinks, while the person on till takes the orders and money. So we get this big order. Popcorn, nachos, drinks, and whatever else. My co-worker says, it will be this much. A random customer says,
cool, can I have a box to put this in?
Sure. I grab a flat box and assemble it so he can put his stuff in, but he can't put everything in there. Do you need help, sir?
Yes, I do.
OP, can you help him with his stuff? We're not that busy anyways. I grab the rest of the stuff and help the customer go into the theatre. We walk inside and he is second row. He grabs the stuff from me and thanks me. I'm about to leave until Karen stops me. Excuse me, young man.
Yes, can I help you?
Can you get me a refill of Coke, please?
This was when you were allowed refills on large drinks.
Sure. I grab the large cup and I go back to concession, refill it with Coke, and I go back to give it to her. Thank you. Also, I need something else. Can you grab me some nachos and other large popcorn? Here is 40. I want my change back. I know what it costs. I take the money and go back to concession. Silly me, I think I'm supposed to be doing this stuff because we want to please the customer. Well, you can't really blame yourself for doing this. I guess you were completely new on the job and you probably didn't have an idea of how this all worked at that point. I go over to one of the co-workers and wait in line. There is only one person in front of me. The co-worker I was running for sees this and says, what the heck are you doing? Come back here and help me. I can't. A customer wants this and that. I have her money to buy it. The frick? So I get the stuff and I go back to give it to her. Was she done? Nah, son, she wanted more. My kid would like another refill of Coke. Thank the Lord the movie hasn't started yet. So I go back to concession. The manager is there just steaming.
The boss man. So your co-worker says you are getting food for a customer with their money. Why?
I explain to him what happened. He quickly stops being mad and starts laughing a bit.
Yeah, no, we don't do that. They have to do that themselves.
Just get back to running. I start running again and 1 hour passes by. I hear a horrid scream come out of nowhere.
Where the F is my baby's drink, you idiot? I've been waiting for an hour.
I have to stay in concession, madam. I was told that that was not my job.
You do what the F I tell you to do. You are my butler. Where the freak is the large cup?
I threw it away. Karen does not like this and loses her cool.
You god dang F, you owe me a large drink. Get me one now or you're fired. I know the manager here.
The boss man walks by because somebody radioed him.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Who are you? Where's Billy?
Who's Billy?
The manager.
Well, I'm the manager and there is no manager named Billy.
Stop lying, I know him. He's the head manager of this place. I want this effer fired for not getting my drink. The nerve of him.
First off, the head GM is named Jeff. It was not, he just made some name up.
Whatever, I want you to fire this degenerate.
Are you the one who made him get stuff for you?
Yes, he is my servant. You are all my servants. You all do what I want.
Come with me, madam.
Karen and the boss man walk off to somewhere. I have no idea what happened next, but I just kept running. End of the shift ends, and I ask the boss man what happened to Karen. Turns out he went back into the theater with Karen, kicked her and her kids out, and got security to take them out the back door. They also got banned. Nice. So let me get this straight. This random woman who just bought a few tickets to the theater thought that you were her personal butler. Right, makes a lot of sense.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Entitled mom tries to steal my headset for her entitled kid. So here's a little backstory. School was just over and I was on my way to the train station. I own Razer Kraken V2 headphones, sorry for flexing, big flex. I was sitting next to a kid, probably 8 to 10 years old, and his mum. Now this entitled kid was looking at my headset for about 10 minutes straight until he started talking to his mum. I didn't really care and I just kept listening to some songs. Enough gibberish, here's the story. We got into the train and after about 2 minutes, someone tapped me on my shoulder. It was the entitled mother.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Can my son have your headphones? He likes them.
I'm sorry, but no.
But mum...
Calm down, sweetie. Mummy's gonna get them for you, okay? When she said that, my brain started panicking and I had no idea what to do next. I will pay you 10 euros for them. I said no. Even if you offered me a million, my answer will always be no. Wait, so you're telling me if this woman actually offered you a million, you wouldn't accept it for a pair of headphones, okay? The entitled kid started screaming and throwing a temper tantrum. He was so out of control that he almost smashed the window of the train itself.
That's it, I will take them myself.
For dumb luck, two of my friends were sitting a few seats away from me, and thank God they saved me from almost getting my nose broken.
What the heck are you doing? Leave my friend alone.
Yeah. It was Monday, and this meant that the conductors are checking tickets.
What is going on here?
This idiot stole my son's headphones.
Her entitled kid is now screaming.
I want them now.
Can you prove that they belong to you?
No, just tell him to give them back to my son.
I have proof that they actually belong to me. I showed the conductor a picture of the box and the delivery place and the site where they were purchased.
Yeah, I guess they belong to the young man, so please leave him alone. Anyways, do you have your tickets?
I show my ticket to the conductor.
EM, do you have your ticket?
The entitled mum chuckles.
No?
Alright, I am forced to get you off this train and charge you 60 euros for travelling without a ticket.
Well, that was it. The worst 15 minutes of my life. But thankfully, me and my friends went home unharmed. I have no clue where the entitled kid went, but basically, I don't really care. Anyway, that is the end of today's stories. If you enjoyed, click the screen right away for some more r/entitledparents. Also, if we get over 1,000 likes in the first 24 hours of this video being published, I will put a picture of my own snake on my community tab tomorrow for you all to see. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you all tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.